Mr. and Mrs. Stevens, thank you for coming to see me today. I know my methods are not the most orthodox, and I do believe the hardest part, and this goes for any type of therapy, is getting through the door. So I commend you both immensely. I'm sure you both have skepticism or reservations around seeing a sex therapist, especially as this is your first time in sex therapy. I do see you've worked with a couples counselor who referred you to me. I know Dr. Jameson does great work, which is why I was delighted to see you both on such short notice. Now, I need something from the both of you before we begin. I need you both to promise to let go of all judgment, hang-ups, and close-mindedness. If you're not here to show up 100%, you may leave now. I knew you two were the real deal. You're here to put in the work, and trust me, you will see results, perhaps even tonight if everything goes well. Now that you've released all self-judgment, I want you to turn your chairs, face your spouse, and join hands. Repeat after me. I do not judge you. Very good. I am here for you. Nice. And lastly, I value your truth. Splendid. Let's begin. No, I will not be asking you questions like a typical marriage counselor. After all, Dr. Jameson forwarded me your file, so I'm up to date on your colorful history together. No, my practice is based in mindfulness, breathwork, and rebuilding that physical intimacy your relationship lacks, in real time. I'll just say it, sex breeds emotional intimacy. It just does. It's in our DNA. To build that physical connection is how we've survived. We need one another, just as you need your spouse. Now I want you to close your eyes and focus, not on your breathing, but on the breath of your partner. It'll be awkward at first, and that's okay. Life can be awkward. Nothing is perfect. That's the best part of humanity. Be patient. That's it. Feel that connection. Follow the pace of your partner. We are so pressed to lead, to take charge, when listening, following, supporting one another is often what we need most. I know the passion of your individual independence fueled a very adventuresome sex life in the past. But it also seems to be the basis of your recurring argument patterns. When threatened, some of us tend to try and take up as much space as possible, another survival instinct. But what we really need to do is make or create space for someone else. Fear and anger are not bad emotions, for their source is love. That's how I know what's here, between you two, is still present and good. I can see the love in the transcripts of your quarrels. Now, keep your eyes closed and join hands again. Your breathing synced. You are one. Your partner's pain is your pain. Your spouse's pleasure is your own. To give is to receive. Now, Mr. Stevens, I want you to kiss your wife, but to imagine feeling it as she would. Mrs. Stevens, do the same. Very good. I know it's weird, but a change in perspective can be cathartic. It's the foundation we must establish before building a new physical intimacy. You both have already come a long way. Now, Mrs. Stevens, can you stand, please? And Mr. Stevens, look up at your wife and really see her. Her beauty, her personality, her body. Rise and embrace her, thinking of all your favorite parts of her. Beautiful work. Mrs. Stevens, look at your husband and do the same. His valor, his kindness, his rugged good looks. We can laugh because sex should be playful. This is a place to experiment, to grow with and inside one another, is it not? Kiss again, thinking of the best parts of your spouse. Let those feelings guide your kisses all over your faces and necks. Very good. Mr. Stevens, please remove the straps of your wife's dress and kiss every inch of skin you uncover, cherishing it as you did the first time you made love. Yes, just let the dress fall below her breasts and hold them. Feel her heartbeat as you massage her breasts slowly, then build toward the nipples. Do you want to kiss them as well? I thought as much. You may, over the bra. Now, Mrs. Stevens, unbutton your husband's shirt while looking into his eyes. Very nicely done. You have nimble fingers. Now, use them to trace his chest, his pectorals, his ribcage, his abdomen. Feel his warmth and heartbeat, how it beats for you. Now you may kiss and remove her bra, Mr. Stevens. Bring your bare chests together, heartbeat to heartbeat. This is home. Now begins the giving and receiving, the physical acts, as we've already begun the emotional work. Mr. Stevens, sink to your knees, and Mrs. Stevens, sit down in your chair. Spread your legs for your husband. Show him where you want him to taste you. Mr. Stevens, follow her instruction. Pull her panties to the side and lose yourself between her legs. Find her heartbeat there. Feel as you become an extension of her pleasure. Excellent work. Now, Mrs. Stevens, bring his head up to kiss your lips, sharing in your pleasure. From his lips to yours to his. Begin to stroke his throbbing erection over his pants. Feel how he pulses for you. He needs you. You complete him. Unzip his pants, releasing his desire. Now it's his turn to take his seat in the chair. Switch positions. This is an important pillar of any physical and emotional relationship. Change. Now sit on his lap. Pull your panties to the side and slip him deep inside of you. Mr. Stevens, feel how she wraps around you, holds you, holds space deep within for you. Tell her how good she feels. Now you do the same, Mrs. Stevens. Very nice. Every thrust is a rededication to your intimacy. Every thrust brings you closer together. Closer to pleasure, closer to your joint rebirth. Kiss and find the truth exchanging on your tongues. Wrap your legs around him, trusting him. Mr. Stevens, rise and carry her to the ground, trusting yourself and taking both your trust and hers and placing it gently on the ground to make love to. Great work. Now, move inside her as you take the top position. But there is equal power. There always is. Continue communicating. Beautiful. Exchange words of pleasure and praise. You two are doing excellent work. I hope you're internalizing your teachings to practice in the privacy of your own home. For now, embrace as you make love. Bring skin to skin, beat as one. Beautiful. You've never been closer, and you will only ever get closer from here. Closer, deeper, harder, more whole. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.